Welcome to For Self-Examination. I'm your host, Dr. Christopher Taylor. Today is Monday. And for you, that might mean a few things. Maybe today is a bad day. Maybe today you're driving into the office begrudgingly after a long or too short of a weekend, going to see a boss that you hate, sitting at a desk you despise, working with colleagues that you are apathetic about. Perhaps maybe you have problems from the weekend, problems from last week, problems from the month, problems from the year that just don't seem to be resolved. Or maybe it's quite the opposite for you. Maybe you've had a great weekend. You've relaxed a great deal. Maybe you even had a three-day weekend and you're enjoyed and refreshed. You had a respite from the world. But today is Monday. And what that means for you is that today we're going to give you your daily week, your daily dose, weekly dose of inspiration, your Monday morning inspiration. We're going to pull from the blogs of our counselors at Taylor Counseling Group to give you some thoughts, advice, and inspiration for your week. And if it's not Monday, that's okay. You can enjoy the thoughts, advice, and inspiration all the same. And I hope you do. I hope you get a lot out of it. Today's Monday. Today is all about you. Welcome to For Self-Examination. I am your host, Dr. Christopher Taylor, and today is Monday. And Monday is all about you. And we've got a great show for you to help you focus on you this holiday season. As you know, we're in the throes of October, the holiday season right around the corner. I'm sure the media is abuzz with the best Christmas toy. Stores are filled with pumpkins and scarecrows and candy and probably some turkey stuff and, fall decor is everywhere. The leaves are falling, the winter is coming, but not like a Game of Thrones kind of way where it might not ever be here, but in like a, it's going to be here in about a month kind of way. The heat is leaving us finally. Thank you. But look, we got a great show today. We got a very special guest on the podcast, and so I don't want to waste a lot of time talking to you just to hear myself talk, because I do enjoy that very much. But our guest is so fantastic, and we had such a great interview that I don't want to, you know, bore you with my musings. So let's just get on with the show. Here we go. for those of you that are new to the podcast, thank you so much for being here. Please interact with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can send us a tweet at @TCG_Dallas. You can email us info@TaylorCounselingGroup.com. If you do live in the DFW area and you are looking for a therapist or would like someone to talk to professionally, we're more than happy to help. And that's TaylorCounselingGroup.com. And you can always give us a call, 214-530-0021, and we are happy to help. So reach out if you'd like. As you know, our next week episode is our Ask Me Anything show, so please send us your questions. We prefer them via Twitter at @TCG_Dallas. If you don't have that, feel free to email info@TaylorCounselingGroup.com, and we'll just make it easy for you. So if you are enjoying the podcast, thank you so much for being here and being a great listener. We really appreciate you. Please take some time, like and subscribe, and tell a friend. You can find the podcast on pretty much anything on our website or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get yours. So just tell a friend. If they say, hey, I don't do podcasts, then tell them, grow up and join the 21st century and listen to the podcast. Okay, it's a great podcast. And just tell them that. Make them do it. Force them to do it. If your husband or wife doesn't like podcasts, just, make them listen to it in their sleep, right? No, I'm kidding. Please don't do those things. But do tell people. If you're enjoying the show, let others know. This episode is the third of four in our Surviving the Holiday series here in October. So if you are having a hard time this holiday season, please feel free to send us a tweet or, schedule an appointment online with one of our providers. We're happy to help in that regard. But today, last week we had Cecilia Wright on, a phenomenal show.
Cecilia has such great insight and such great thoughts on, you know, how to approach therapy in such a or sort of the holidays in such a wonderful way. But I wanted to bring on a non-therapist, someone that doesn't work at Taylor Counseling Group, someone that's not a therapist, doesn't have professional training as a therapist, and couldn't think of anyone better than Charlie Wendell, who is the director, executive director, and founder of A Melody of Hope, which is a wonderful local nonprofit up in Frisco, and she is a holiday pro. So I'm not going to waste any more of your time. Here is the interview with Charlie Wendell.
Welcome to the show, Charlie Wendell. Did I say that right?
Wendell, yes, sir. It's correct.
Wendell, fantastic. Charlie is the founder and ED, the executive director of Melody of Hope, a wonderful nonprofit in Frisco that really does a lot of service during the holidays. So welcome to the show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I feel honored and blessed to be a part of the show.
Yeah, we're excited to have you here. You're going to be our first nonprofit guest.
Oh my gosh. Awesome. Okay.
I mean, I guess that's not really accurate because we don't pay any of our guests, so I guess they're all nonprofit guests.
Absolutely. Our service is in the community, so the community pays us.
Yeah. So you know, this month, so this is October, and I think for me, the holidays kick off with Halloween. And so, you know, that's my permission to eat all of the M&Ms, right? Once I eat all the M&Ms, I'm not stopping. I got Thanksgiving. I got second Thanksgiving. I got Friendsgiving. I've got pre-Christmas. I got Christmas, post-Christmas, New Year's, post-New Year's. You know, I got it all right. So I'm not stopping at that point. So that kind of is my kickoff for the holidays. And that's what this month's all about is how to survive the holidays, because holidays can be rather difficult. We have a lot going on, right? We have emotional stressors. We have family stressors. We have financial stressors. We have obviously M&M stressors, as we just discussed. And we can have some religious stressors as well, because, you know, I mean, there are a lot of religious holidays that occur at this time. And so there's a lot going on. And so I'm really kind of interested in what you do. And so tell us about that. Tell us about you and who you are and your nonprofit.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again for having me. My name is Charlie Wendell, like you said, and I started a nonprofit about 6 years ago called Melody of Hope. And basically, in a nutshell, we build live music programs into nonprofit events that are already happening in the community. So we come alongside nonprofit partners and basically add this live music component to their events. Most of these events have never thought about having a live music component. And so we, you know, just want to help create another revenue stream for their event. And so we provide these services at no cost to our partner nonprofits. And like I said, we started about 6 years ago and we've just seen exponential growth. You know, and I think that's from just continuing to help people in the community that need it. And there's so many nonprofits in the community. So I think that's job security for Melody of Hope and myself, is there's just so many nonprofits that need help.
Yeah, no, absolutely. There are very, 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 very many nonprofits. And that's a good thing, I think.
Absolutely.
It would probably be a different problem if there weren't any nonprofits. So that's good. What got you started with Melody of Hope? What brought that on?
Yeah, so it's kind of a crazy story. I used to work for a record label when I was in grad school, and you know, it was just not the right industry for me. I worked there for 2 years, and I really felt like God was calling me to get out of that and do something, you know, to use music to help people. And I'm not saying a record label can't do that, but I think there's so many opportunities that music can help in other avenues and other, you know, areas. And so after leaving the record label, I ended up in Africa for a year. God had called me to move to Africa for a year. And so honestly, that's really where Melody of Hope kind of got its start. And I kind of reformulated a graduate plan that I had worked on, you know, to kind of reflect the changes that I had seen in Africa and in the music industry. And so started working on a business plan while I was there. And that's kind of how Melody of Hope was birthed. Just seeing the, you know, the amount of depravity in other countries especially, but then coming back home and realizing that, you know, that is still prevalent in our backyard. Like, there's still a ton of people just, you know, in Frisco and Plano and Dallas that need help. And so it's, you know, so much easier to help in my local community opposed to overseas. So God really laid the local community on my heart.
Wow, that's really good. Yeah, you hear a lot about international nonprofits that want to go, you know, overseas and do good work. But it's always good to see local nonprofits as well that say we want to help, you know, here and now. That's good. So music events. I imagine nonprofits, probably Christmas is the Super Bowl of fundraising.
Yes, it is. That's a great way to put it.
Yeah. So is that kind of when not just your NPO, but I mean, all of these NPOs, is that when anyone that you work with, how much do you think they kind of raised during that time period? Not like a percentage of their budget, not like dollar amount.
But. Sure. So don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure I looked into it a couple of years ago on how much, you know, a nonprofit makes the last couple of months of the year. And I'm pretty sure it's about 25% of their overall budget is raised in the last couple of months of the year. And so I firmly believe that it's a crazy last couple of months, especially December. And it's funny when you ask me to do this podcast, you know, it's to help out and how you can de-stress over the winter months and kind of combat that. But December and November, those are my most stressful months. And so it's so funny that, you know, you asked me to do this, but it's crazy for nonprofits for sure. And then you know, like you said, the family stressors and the, you know, religious stressors and all the events and the food stressors, like there's so many new things going on in the last couple of months of the year.
Yeah. So you're saying over a quarter of a budget for an NPO comes from Christmas time fundraisers, right? So that means that you're busy. This is your go time.
For sure. Yes. And just for Melody of Hope personally, we raise about probably 35% of our overall budget in the last couple of months. Yeah. So it's a big stressor. That just adding to that, you know, having to raise so much money, that's a big stressor.
I would imagine that in April, right? April for tax season. That's got to be number two.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
I don't want to pay the government any money. Take my money.
Yeah. Well, okay. Donate to a nonprofit, you know, like Melody of Hope or any other nonprofit, that's a tax write-off. So that'll help stress you too if you get some tax write-offs.
Absolutely. Okay, so you're kind of a holiday pro then, right? So you're surviving the holidays every season. So it's not just a one and done, like, oh man, that was a bad holiday season. You're a pro at this. So what are you doing? What are you not doing well? What are you doing well? How do you get through it? How do you survive?
I wouldn't say a pro, but definitely I've learned some things over the years. You know, first is my faith. I think that having faith in something, whether, you know, whatever God you believe in, just having a higher power that you can really, you know, sink into and just rely on during the stressor months, that is what keeps me going. And then, you know, having a good support system, your family, and then moving on to the nonprofit, you know, we have 25 volunteers and board members that just really love the vision, and we just kind of all rely on each other. And, you know, of course, because I run a nonprofit, I would say the best way to kind of de-stress and get rid of those holiday blues is to just find ways to serve your local community. You know, like I said before, there's so many nonprofits that are already making a difference in the community just right in your backyard. And so there's just this certain amount of joy and happiness that really comes when you help someone that, you know, might not have the resources to help themselves or physically can't help themselves. And so, you know, also the fact that God has given you a healthy body, excuse the truck in the background, just the fact that God has given you a healthy body and you're even to do that is already a mood booster in itself.
I like that. So you're looking at it as saying that it's the holidays, so there's an undue pressure on you already to donate and to volunteer and to go to all these events and eat all this terribly wonderful food. But you're saying look at it as a form of self-care, like change your perspective a little bit. You know, think about, like, instead of saying, okay, well, I have to go do this, maybe look at it as, you know, today I'm going to take some time for me. I'm going to invest in my self-care by investing in somebody else, by helping in somebody else and volunteering for somebody else. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy. I feel like you don't really know all the needs in the community until you start just looking. There's just so many. But yeah, just looking at it like a self-care component, you know, it's a mood booster in itself when you help someone, regardless of if it's giving money to a nonprofit or, you know, physically helping, you know, load stuff or put up decorations or pack, you know, food kits for kids. There's just a lot of joy that comes in your heart when you do things like that.
Yeah. Do you feel like there's an undue burden on people to be extra volunteer-y during this time of year?
Absolutely. You know, that's not a bad thing. You know, anytime you can help is great, but it's interesting. The holidays definitely bring in a different level of added stress to how many, you know, hours you need to do and how many people you need to help, probably because it's talked about so much during the holidays.
Yeah, that's such an interesting thought. I remember when I first moved to Dallas, so I moved here for grad school, and I didn't know anybody, and, you know, the holidays, everyone goes home, right? Well, I don't really, at that point in my life, I didn't really have a home with air quotes. I'm doing air quotes for everybody. It's very important that, you know, the air quotes are there. So I don't really have, I didn't have a home at the time, and that's like a whole different story. My parents moved, and it's like a whole thing, but we don't have time for that. But I didn't really have a home, so I didn't have somewhere to go, or at least I could have, but it was like, you know, like, not exaggerating here, 8,000-9,000 miles away. So it just kind of wasn't going to happen. And I could have, I guess, gone to like my grandma's house or something. But you know, there is a, and I'm sure, God, grandma's going to be listening to this now. I love you, grandma. Don't worry. I love you. But you know, there's like, I'm an adult and I didn't have a whole lot of money and I'm in grad school, I'm on a budget and I'm in Dallas and I don't know anybody. So I don't want to go. Like, I just don't want to deal with it. So I decided to spend, Thanksgiving and Christmas by myself that year, which was actually a really enjoyable experience for me. It was very, kind of eye opening and okay. I liked it, but I'm kind of a bit of an introvert. So, but I called up, I thought, you know what I should do is I should go to the food clinic, or not food clinic, the food clinic, the soup kitchen. It's a food clinic. It's like for sick food or something. So I was like, you know, I should go to the soup kitchen. And there's one downtown in downtown Dallas. It's called The Bridge. It's an amazing nonprofit, city funded. Great. And you know, they do wonderful food, breakfast, lunch, dinner for everybody, like corn dogs and, you know, all that good stuff, right? The delicious things in life. And so I called up there and said, hey, guys, I want to come down and volunteer on Thanksgiving. And the guy, the coordinator, he just kind of starts laughing. And I'm like, what's so funny? And he goes, well, you understand, it's like the busiest volunteer day of the year.
Right. Sure.
He's like, you and everybody else want to come down here to hand out mashed potatoes. Why don't you come in April or come in March or something, you know, when we actually need volunteers.
Right.
And I just thought that was so bizarre. So, you know, is that kind of your experience in the holiday time? You feel like all these people are ready to volunteer, almost to the point where you're like, we're good, guys. We're good on volunteers. Maybe not on donations. We'll always take donations, but you know, not we, like, we don't need a body right now. We're kind of good.
Yeah, I would say we are very blessed to have 25, like I said, internal volunteer and committee members and board members throughout the year, but we definitely get an influx of people that just want to help. But luckily, we have our biggest event, like I said, is in December, and so that's the perfect timing for the volunteers to come, you know, volunteer at our Christmas gala, and so that works for us. But it's interesting that that's the common theme, is people want to volunteer, maybe because they're off work for an extended period of time. I think maybe it's because the amount of, you know, toys and technology that they receive during, you know, Christmas presents and all, like, I don't know if it's that, or maybe they feel gluttonous because they're eating so much. I don't know, but people just have that mentality throughout the year. Honestly, yeah. I feel like there would be a need for nonprofits because most of the needs of the community would be met if people volunteered like that throughout the year.
I see, that's a good point. So I wonder if maybe like the real takeaway from that is just that maybe it's great that you want to volunteer during the holidays, but maybe in order to do the most good for yourself during the holidays is that you invest in spending that time throughout the year, you know. If you're gonna volunteer, maybe you start volunteering in February or March, and you volunteer from there until October, and then maybe you take the holidays off.
For sure.
You know, because then you don't feel guilty. You're like, oh no, buddy, I've been volunteering all year long. I'm good. You know, and now I'm just going to spend some time on me, and that can kind of help take the pressure off a little bit, because we have so many clients that are always struggling more and more during the holidays with depression and anxiety, because they just feel like so much undue pressure is on them at once. You know, they have to buy all the coolest toys for their kids. They have to travel to see family members that they want to see or don't want to see. And you know, I don't know what it's like for you, but when I visit my family, it's like we have to do everything, you know. If three movies came out, we have to go see all three.
Yep.
it's not pick one. Like, no, we have to see them all. You know, if three new restaurants opened up, well, we know what we're doing today: breakfast, lunch, and dinner taken care of. You know, so it's just, you know, it can just be a lot at once, right? So maybe try to spread it out the best you can. That's a good way to approach it. I like that. All right. So something about your husband. Your husband does something cool.
Yeah. He's kind of a cool dude. he is actually a functional medicine doctor here, and he has a practice in the colony and then one in San Antonio. And it's an integrated medical practice. And so he uses, I'm going to butcher this, but he uses Western medicine to diagnose you. So like, you know, DNA, blood, your analysis, stool to figure out what you have going on, and then uses predominantly Eastern medicine to try to treat it. And so, you know, supplements, IV therapy, chiropractic, you know, acupuncture. But because they're integrated, if the Eastern medicine doesn't work, then they can, you know, prescribe medication. So the first route is to fix it naturally, and then, you know, some conditions can't be fixed naturally, like, you know, diabetes, and there's a couple of other, so you have to have some medicine. And so he's just integrated, and he's really good at what he does. And he fixed me and made me feel better, so that's why I agreed to marry him. I joke about that all the time. But, you know, we're talking about how to kind of de-stress and, you know, feel good during the holidays. I think so much of how you feel and your mood is attributed to your diet. You know, so many people are allergic to things that they have no idea they are. And so, you know, I was getting horrible migraines for years and had no idea it was diet. And so, you know, modifying your diet, you know, adding supplements, exercising, all that definitely plays into your mood. you know, and that could also help play into the holidays when you're eating so many, you know, crappy things, and just a lot of food. You know, I think that definitely plays into how you feel during the holidays as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. In the mental health field, we refer to it as gut health. That idea of what you eat can really impact your mental state, and it can. There are a lot of phenomenal studies that have come out recently that show there's a direct link between those little guys in your stomachs, probiotics. Those guys, yeah, they can, and the bacteria in your stomach can actually, based on what you eat, influence your ability to be happy and sad, which is quite fantastic, very interesting stuff. So there's a lot of truth to that. So I know that cake balls are everywhere during Christmas time, and if there is one, I will eat it. So yeah. If there are not cake balls where you are, it's probably because I've been there and ate them all. Because they are delicious.
And they're easy.
And peanut M&Ms too. Oh, God, yes. I don't understand what it is about bite-sized food that just gets me. Like, yeah. I want mounds of it. You know, you give me like a piece of cake and I'm good. But you give me a box full of cake balls, I'll eat the whole thing. Like, I don't understand it. It's so psychological. I don't even get it. But
you would know, though.
I'm supposed to know. I know, right? It's my sweet spot.
It also helps to increase your happiness sometime. You know, eating all those cake balls helps increase your You know, the downside is probably in a couple of hours, it's probably going to hurt you a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whiskey makes you happy for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think that's a great tool for some people just kind of surviving the holidays. Is it like if you're having a rough time this go around, maybe take a look at what you're eating and kind of invest in some of that. That could be a good tool. And then also kind of what we were talking about earlier, this idea of maybe spreading out your giving. So that when the holidays come around, you don't feel like your budget's strapped, because you know your kid wants the new PlayStation or Teddy Ruxpin 8 if that comes out again. So your budget's strapped, and then you gotta give the church 10%, and then you gotta buy this for your kid, and then you got 20 different white elephant gifts you gotta buy this year. Yep. So maybe try to spread those out throughout the year. I like that. I think that's a great approach. And then just know that the pros don't do it well either.
Definitely not.
You know, so that's good to hear that you're a holiday pro, and I'm just going to call you a holiday pro. I don't care what you say, but it's just not easy on anybody. Even the people that do it for a living, it's not easy. Everybody, no matter how deliriously happy they look because they just ate a truck full of cake balls, have a hard time during the holidays. Everybody does. So that's good. So we always end the interviews with kind of a inspirational story or moment. That's what this podcast is all about. It's about inspiration, about helping people to get lifted up in life when they're struggling. So do you have, ideally holiday, associated, do you have, I'm sure it would be because that's kind of where you focus your career, but, do you have a really cool personal inspirational story or a story that you've seen, that you'd like to share with us?
Absolutely. Pause that for 2 seconds. Yes, absolutely. You know, so I do work in the nonprofit sector. I see a lot of things, but I think one of the sweetest inspirational stories comes from our Christmas gala. You know, every year it's really the only fundraiser that we do for ourselves. And so we're always fundraising for other nonprofits, but it's cool to see, you know, our big event, but we actually have a giving component to it as well. So we have a toy drive every year, and all of our guests bring toys for the local Boys and Girls Clubs chapter. And it's just, I think the sweetest part comes from after the event, after it's all wound down, we're packing everything up to see the amount of toys that our guests bring. You know, they're having a good time, but they're also remembering, you know, the needs of the community, and especially kids around Christmas that maybe don't even get one Christmas present. And so it's really sweet to be able to deliver all those toys to the Boys and Girls Club. And, you know, they set up their holiday shop to where each kid buys for another kid. And so that's such a great concept, is having their kids buy for the other kids, you know, buy as in pick a gift for another kid. And so it's just really sweet to see that. And, you know, once again, the community really does rally behind the gala and helping to, you know, give these toys to kids that really don't have the opportunity at home. And then it's also, you know, teaching your kids that, you know, we're so blessed. Like, I think if you make over a dollar a day, like, you're more than the majority of the world. And so just teaching our kids that, you know, the majority of the world lives like this, and just teaching them giving at a young age, I think is extremely important. That would also help you take some of the stress off of yourself. You know, if your kids are giving, not getting so many toys, and they are giving some of their toys to others. So anyways, that's a sweet time.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's a good point too about the dollar a day. If you save $100 a month, you're in the top, 50% of American SES status?
I believe it. I haven't heard that, but I believe that.
Yeah, no, it's, it's like most people just don't save, you know? And I understand. I understand life gets tough.
Oh, sure.
Money can get tight, you know? Food's not cheap. Needs are needs, and especially when you have kids and you got to take care of them. So I get it. But yeah, if you could just save $100 a month, you know, you'll be a rock star. So that's good. That's great. Thank you so much for sharing that. Really appreciate it. That's very inspiring. So if somebody wants to volunteer or give you some Bitcoin or something, or just cash and, you know, donate like a normal person, how do they do that? What do they do?
So all the information about volunteering, you know, our partner nonprofits, the gala, giving is all on our website. So it's just melodyofhope.org. And you can find all the information about our nonprofit there.
And well, that's I would also
encourage you, when you go on the website, you'll see all of our partner nonprofits and, you know, check out what our partners are doing in the community, because they're doing a lot and they need a lot of help. And so check out the nonprofit partner section as well.
Well, that's great. Any Twitter or Facebook stuff you want to throw out?
Yeah, of course. Our Facebook is just facebook.com/melodyofhope. Instagram.com/melodyofhope. And then Twitter is twitter.com/melodyofhope.org.
Seems like Melody of Hope is the theme.
Yes, we were blessed to have most, like, the website and Facebook and Instagram, but Twitter was the one that we had to add. So Melody of Hope is
I like it. So you went consistent there. You didn't throw out some curveballs. So that's good.
No curveballs. It's really for my own sanity. That's, you know, no curveballs.
All right, Charlie. Thank you so much for being on the show. We really appreciate you having you here. We'll put all that info in the show notes as well for those of you that would like to donate or that want to try to volunteer during a time that's not the holidays. or if you just want to get connected. That's all we got. Thanks so much for being on the show. We appreciate you having me here.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing it or hearing it.
Okay. Thank you so much to Charlie Wendell. Such a great interview. And again, if you'd like more information about Melody of Hope and how you can donate or volunteer, please be sure to check out our show notes. We'll definitely have a link to the website and all that good stuff for you there. We'll go ahead and wrap up our show now. I know it's a little bit longer than most episodes, but it was just such a great interview. We just didn't want to cut any of it. So, you know, as a reminder, you can find us on Twitter at @TCG_Dallas. Next week is our Ask Me Anything show, so please send in your questions or comments over the Twitter. You can find us on the internets, taylorcounselinggroup.com. You can find our blog there as well, taylorcounselinggroup.com/blog. If you love our podcast and want to keep up with what our therapists are talking about, you can do so on our blog in between episodes. And if you really do love the podcast, please tell somebody. Like and subscribe, and you can definitely download. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and wherever you get yours. So we're going to go and wrap up the show, as we always do, with an inspirational quote from one of our therapists. And this one is a little bit more pragmatic than I think inspirational, but it still works. It's from Amy Kringle in our South Lake office, and Amy's such a phenomenal therapist. She just says, "Don't forget your therapy appointment." End of quote. I love that because it's the holiday season and sometimes we have a tendency to want to deprioritize our needs for others. But Amy and I both want you to know, don't forget your therapy appointment. If you need to cancel, we understand. That's okay. But don't forget you. Don't forget to make time for you this holiday season. Now is the most important time to make time for you. So thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. And remember, today's Monday, and Monday is all about you.